And I really thank God for the his way of bringing me here. And thanking Dr. Malcolm for introducing so much about me. I didn't want to hear that much, but I really want to thank God for his plans in my life. And also, it's all about grace I can talk about. And from the video about GAIN, you saw that it's a humanitarian aid work under Power to Change. It's an international, interdenominational missionary organization. And GAIN exists to demonstrate the love of God by revealing hope and restoring life through relief and development projects for people living in crisis and poverty. We have regular medical missions to Cambodia, Philippines, and India, as well as community development projects like Water for Life, means digging deep water wells in Africa. We are also very much involved in disaster relief operations in disaster-struck areas like Turkey and many other places in the world where disaster-struck we are there. Through these missions and projects, we reach out to thousands of people with the gospel message and participate in church planting. GAIN Australia's mission statement, revealing hope, restoring life, become evident as we proclaim gospel through the ministry of compassion. If you are interested, there are opportunities for you as a church to be involved. You must have got an information leaflet when you came in, or I have left some in the place where you can pick up one at the end of the service. And from this church, Dr. Malcolm is involved in the GAIN medical missions for many years, and we have been together in lots of them. The good part is that I am happy that when he comes, he does the hard work. I can just sit and watch him. And not going much further, I wanted to get to the message. And actually, for today's meditation, I'd like to direct your attention to the Gospel of Matthew, which we heard just now. I just want to read that first part of it, verse 9:35 to 38. Jesus went through all the villages, all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed, helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Here we see a picture of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. Jesus used every opportunity to meet people, teach them, heal them, and bless them. Jesus had a very busy schedule, but he never, lose an opportunity to meet the needs of the desperate people. We see in verse 35 that Jesus went. He went through all the towns and villages. He was teaching them in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Here we see Jesus modeling the ministry for us. Never did Jesus sit back and waited for the people to come to him. He went out where the people are. He took the pain to go. Going out to the fields is not an easy job. We may need to leave our comfort zone. It may be too risky out there, but we need to take the risk and rely on God's protection. Going means spending your time, getting your energy, your money. But Jesus showed us this example and he went. Bible commands us to go out into the highways and byways and urge people to come to Jesus. In the last 3 centuries, starting from William Carey, we know stories of so many courageous people who took the pain to go. They went to the people far out there, in the deserts, in the forests, in the difficult terrains, and in some extreme weather conditions. In 1793, William Carey went to India. He experienced extreme hardship in his decision to go as a missionary into India. But he went. You probably know his great quotation, "Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God." And he literally did it. In 1965, Australian missionaries Graham and Gladys Staines went to the remote village of Orissa in India. They went to Mayurbhanj's leprosy home, a rehabilitation center for the destitute. The lepers were all isolated by the community and living in hopeless condition. They worked among the lepers who never experienced love and brought hope to many, showing God's love through their action. On 22nd January 1999, Graham Staines and his two sons, Timothy, age 10, and Philip, age 6, were burned alive to death by a gang of Hindu fundamentalists while sleeping in their station wagon. Some of those missionaries had to lose their lives to save the lives of many. Even when you go for a short-term mission, you will experience the hand of God working through you. God works in mysterious ways. Even he can use our craving for pizza as a ministry. I'll tell you a story. Three doctors or medical students we met in Philippines a few years back. After eating Filipino food for 2 weeks, some of us had a craving for pizza. So we traveled a long way to a place where we could get pizza. And while sitting there, we met three medical students, a Christian girl, a Catholic girl, and a Muslim boy. They asked us what we are doing, and we explained about the medical mission. So they were very interested and asked if they could also come and help us the next day because they didn't have a class that day. They came and spent the day with us, helped the patients, our conversations, listened to our prayers, and participated in discussions. The Muslim boy was so touched by the love of Jesus and accepted Jesus as his personal savior that day. The Catholic girl could not understand why the Muslim boy was so excited and happy in accepting Jesus. She came up with the questions and recognized that the personal relationship with Jesus was that she was missing and accepted Jesus that night. All the three came and worked with us for a few more days, testified the joy of knowing Jesus and served him. Through them, we connected with the medical college, which opened doors for us to use their facilities there. I cannot forget the experience we had as God made us, even our craving for pizza, as an opportunity for bringing two new people to Christ and for the extension of a ministry. You may see similar hand of God and miracles when you take up the step to go. In verse 36, we read that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. He saw the crowds. What did he see really? He looked beyond the faults and saw what they need. What you notice about somebody reveals what truly is important for you. When I walk past a shoe shine place, he will look to me because he sees every person as an opportunity. The guy in the mobile shop looks or glances at my phone to see if I am up to date because he sees people are opportunities. Jesus looked and he saw. He saw people walking aimless and hopeless. The people were lost, but Jesus saw the potential. Jesus did not focus on the hopelessness of the situation, but he focused on revealing hope and restoring life. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan. The priest and the Levite saw the wounded man. Did they really see? No, they did not want to see the wounded man. The desperate scene didn't touch their heart. They were preoccupied by their work, plans for the day and the programs. What was Jesus doing when he saw the crowd? He had compassion. Compassion is an action word. Not just pity, but stepping out, help in love, in spite of the inconveniences. The word compassion is used in the Gospels to describe how Jesus felt and his heart stirred. This means he didn't just see a man with leprosy, but he felt the pain, rejection, loneliness, and isolation. He didn't just see a man whose daughter had died, but he felt his sorrow and bereavement. He saw his broken heart, and even better, his heart broke right among with them. In the same way, we need to see what he saw, feel what he felt, and do what he did. What breaks the heart of God should break our hearts too. Then we'll be filled with the compassion and love, and then and only the people want to know and see the God whom we love. Sometimes we can be focused on the immediacy of our own little domains, that we may lose sight of the world around us. It's the harvest time. The crops are ready. There is a world of opportunity out there, but there's a shortage of workers to go and help the people. Here we saw how Jesus is calling workers for harvest. Jesus needs co-workers. He's asking us to pray to the Lord of harvest for workers who want to go where and also to want to serve. Actually, this is a dangerous prayer. One day in 2008, I prayed that prayer. I got an answer too. God asked me to leave my best paid, comfortable PepsiCo job and take a step of faith. I resigned my job to move to full-time ministry. I never regretted, even though he took me through the ups and downs of life for the last 15 years. He equipped and provided for my needs and directed my path, and I know that his ways are higher than my plans or my ways. If God is calling you for a ministry, a mission, he will equip you and provide for your needs and enable you to fulfill his commission in ways you never imagined. I encourage you to take a step of faith today. Harvest is out there. It could be next door to you. Australia is the meeting place of all nations. Going across the road, look around, we'll find people from every nation. Go across the road to your neighbor, could be a starting point, a mission field for you. If you are called to go further, go to nations all around the world, go out to India, Cambodia, Philippines, Tanzania, or South Africa, wherever it is, help the poor and needy, then proclaim the message of love and hope. But there is a question. What can you do if you cannot go? Romans 10, verse 13 to 15 reads like this. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save unless they believe in him? How can they believe in him if they never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? If you cannot go, you can send someone. They'll be your prayer partners in ministry. In Power to Change or Gain, we encourage ministry partner development. That makes it easy for those who are ready to go as they are being supported by the ministry partners. The support can be in prayer and financial needs. The principle is simple. You too can be a missionary even if you cannot go by partnering in prayer and financial support with someone who is ready to go and do the work in the mission field. This is the way churches and mission agencies send out missionaries to unreached countries and people groups. In Gain, we have many opportunities to serve as missionaries according to your availability. Doing evangelistic ministry and missions is not an option for a Christian, but a command for us to obey. In Matthew 28, 18 to 20, we read it already, the last words of Jesus before he was taken to heaven. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." What more we need? Jesus, who has given all authority in heaven and on earth, is asking us to go. We are going in his authority. He commissioned us to go. Go make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to obey everything he commanded. Let's have a look of what his greatest commandment. In Matthew 22, verse 35 to 39, we see a story of a Pharisee asking a question to Jesus. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." In John 13, 34 to 35, also read like this, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." In the NLT translation, it is a bit more clearer. It says, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." How can we demonstrate God's love? God's love can be expressed in so many ways. You may read Matthew 25, 31 to 45 at your leisure time at home. But I read a few verses, 25, 34 to 40. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, you have clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, and thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison to go and visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" What a great encouragement. We all can do this in our day-to-day life. Again, we are now privileged to do some real-life help to the poor and needy people of many countries. We are planning for 3 medical missions this year: India in August, next month, Cambodia in October, and Tanzania in November. This is not restricted to medical professionals like Dr. Malcolm. Anyone who can go and help people living in crisis and poverty, you can contact me or visit our website for more information. I have the leaflets out there. Today, we saw how Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples. Going may not be overseas. Going could be across the road to a neighbor. We saw his example of going into villages and towns, helping and healing people with compassion and preaching the good news. The invitation is open to all of us. God is looking for people who are willing and ready to go and to serve him by serving his people. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to send someone? Are you willing to pray and support someone who is ready to go? Are you willing to take a step of faith? Let's pray. Loving Lord, we thank you again for this day you have given us. Thank you for the opportunity to discuss these things from the Word. Lord, you are seeing our hearts, and help us to commit for serving you, loving you, by loving the people around us. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for the people here who are willing to make opportunity. Bless them, Lord. Bless us together. In Jesus' name we pray.